There is no doubt that in the present world that we're living in, sometimes we feel like we are wheat among the weeds. The scary part is that sometimes the wheat can become a weed. So God creates the world and all is good. God creates us and we are good. But God also gives us a free will to choose between good and evil, and oftentimes we reject the good and choose to do evil instead. The good part is, as long as we're alive, we have the possibility of changing. So a weed can become wheat, just as wheat can become the weed. It all goes back to a person's decision. What am I going to do with the life that God has given me? What am I going to do with the gifts and talents He's given me? What do I do with my faith? Do I practice it or do I reject it? In the end, however, there'll be no chance for change. When the harvest has come, the wheat and the weeds both will be cut down. The wheat will be stored away and become something great. And the weeds will be tied up in bundles and burned. As Jesus says, so we'll throw them into the fiery furnace. There'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. But God has given us the seed of faith, the seed of His Word, the seed of the sacraments, the seed of Himself to make us like Himself. Satan, on the other hand, can give us nothing, nothing but sadness and misery. In the world today, people feel anxiety, they feel stress, they feel worry, they feel anger and frustration. And I would say that all of us in this congregation in the past several months have experienced that in one way, shape, or form, in one way or another. But is this of God? Obviously it's not. If God doesn't give us anxiety, God gives us a peace of soul and a calm. God does not cause stress. Satan does that. God wants to give us a sense of peace. Satan causes worry. God gives us confidence. Satan gives us anger. God gives us calm and peace again. Satan causes frustration. God gives us a good and whole mind. So we look at these different things happening in the world, and obviously is Satan throwing out the seed, and the seed begins to grow because we allow that seed to be fertilized and grow into the weeds, but we have to cut that off. A bit of wisdom that I learned from a Chinese fortune cookie of all places once said, "The one who angers you controls you." You've heard me say that before, and it's worth saying again and again. The one who angers you controls you. If we allow persons to anger us, if we allow persons or even things or events to give us any kind of anxiety or stress, if we allow persons or things to give us worry or to make us angry or frustrated, then guess who has the power over us? Not God. Not God. God causes none of that. Thus we have the words of the great St. Teresa of Avila, which again you've heard me say before, but I think it's appropriate since we just had the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel this past Wednesday, or Thursday evening rather, this is the 16th, where St. Teresa says, a great Carmelite saint, "Let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Nothing is lacking to those who possess God, for God alone suffices." So I'll say that again. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing give you anxiety, stress, worry, anger, frustration. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. God never changes. And patience obtains all things. Nothing is lacking to those who possess God. God alone suffices. God alone is enough. This is why we can follow the advice of the saints who tell us in the midst of all the craziness in the world, we continue to pray, we continue to hope, and we don't worry. Why? Because God is God. He is in charge, we are not. Therefore, we have to focus and stay the course and simply do what God has asked us to do from the very beginning. Yes, we have to endure sometimes difficulties. We have to endure difficult people. And all the situations of life, that becomes the cross that we carry. But if we give our allegiance to Jesus Christ and to Him alone, then whatever crosses we have to carry, we carry those with peace and resignation happily. Because Christ has done it before us. As we heard in the Book of Wisdom, "And you taught your people by these deeds, by all the things that you have done, the things that God has done in creation, and the things that Christ Himself has done by His passion and cross." You have taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. That those who are just must be kind. If we wish to be like God, then we must do all things in love. Always in love. You remember those little bumper stickers you used to see on cars every now and again? It said, practice random acts of kindness. It was popular at one time. Well, that's still the right thing to do. Every Christian is called to that, to practice these random acts of kindness and love all the time. Things we do for God, things that we do for one another, and always keep that in mind. Like I said, we live in a world of both weeds and wheat. We're both there together. And yes, it would be great if we could just mow down the weeds sometimes, even poison them or pluck them out. But God intentionally wants to keep the two together. The weeds have the possibility of changing their ways, and they can, by God's grace, become wheat. God has patience with them, and so must we. God is asking us who aspire to be the wheat to pray for them, to put up with them, to show them a more excellent way. After all, what comes from wheat but the seed? And what do you do with the wheat seed? You grind it down, it becomes flour. The flour becomes bread, the bread becomes the body of Christ. That's the whole thing that Jesus is moving toward. That we become the bread of life, because Christ himself is the bread of life. He gives himself to us to transform us into that. Why? To put us into the world and to change the world and make it something different. Thus the acts of kindness and love, and putting up with even the weeds that we have to deal with. We are the yeast, Jesus says. Again, using the bread imagery. You put the yeast in the bread to make it rise. We hold the mustard seed in our hand, that mustard seed of faith, to become something great, to invite all people to come to enjoy the fruits that Christ wants to give of his salvation. Therefore, we must be kind. We must be of help to others. We must be respectful. We must be courteous. We must also be discreet, not worrying about other people's business, but minding our own and never gossiping about things, but speaking only of God and the things of God. In these dark days, brothers and sisters, we who aspire for righteousness must shine. We must shine in the kingdom of God the Father. The church is the kingdom of God. We are that kingdom. God wants to work in us. God wants to work through us. While the world lives in anxiety, stress, worry, anger, frustration, God wants us to be the antidote to bring the world back to sanity and peace. Therefore, we must let nothing disturb us, let nothing frighten us. All these things are passing. God in his love never changes. In our patience, we obtain all things. Possessing God, we possess everything. May we keep our allegiance to him and to him alone, and pray, hope, and don't worry. God is always in charge.